Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Kathy Kester with Indianola Parks and Rec about their upcoming summer programs.
Some of the best news we've heard this summer is Indianola Parks and Rec starting to get some activities coming back up. So talk a little bit about what people can participate in right now and some of the things coming over the next month or so.
Okay, well, we've got our yoga in the park is back. Last Saturday was our first Saturday in the park doing Yoga in the Park Live, and that will meet every Saturday in Buxton Park at 9 a.m. From now through the end of September. We do have a text group that you could join if you want to get cancellation information, but we're just gonna plan that it's going to be perfect weather every Saturday from here on out. It has to be, right?
I like that sentiment for sure.
I like that. Another fun thing that we're doing, we had to cancel some of our earlier movies in the park, and so we're making a new season, a condensed season. We are going to show our outdoor movies every Friday night between July 10th and July 31st at Memorial Park. These are free movies, free because of our sponsors, including City State Bank, our title sponsor. You can come. We'll want you to bring your own seating, bring your own drinks and snacks. You can bring a cooler if you want, and your own hand sanitizer. Now, the restrooms are available, but we won't have a drinking fountain open, and we're not going to have concessions like we normally do. And we would ask families to sit in their groups and try to social distance at least 6 feet away from other families. But that's a great big park. There's plenty of room for everybody. And the last thing we would ask people is to please stay home if they're sick or have been exposed to somebody who's had the tested positive in the last 14 days. But we've got the movie Frozen 2, and then we've got Moana and The Lion King and Aladdin. So that's a good Friday night plan. And if we're going to have good weather on Saturdays, we're going to have good weather Friday nights too, aren't we? We simply must. Yeah, so those are our two happy newses that we're able to go ahead and offer these programs that have been sort of a thing that we could look forward to every year, and we were afraid maybe we wouldn't be able to, but we're glad to be able to offer those.
We'll talk a little bit about putting those together, because again, it's not just a normal summer. Usually you have the template of these are summer movies. Everybody kind of knows what the plan is, but this takes some organization, not only with Parks and Rec, but I think with the city, with public safety. So talk a little bit about Parks and Rec and the involvement of putting those together.
Well, so public safety, especially Chief Chia, is the one who has been giving us lots of guidance on how to safely hold events and programs, and for example, how to safely open up the activity center, which we did just this week. They've told us what would be the best practices, and we just really have appreciated their help in helping us make decisions on what's the best course of action. Many senior centers aren't opening yet, and ours is one of the first that has. We have had people calling us, you know, asking us when could things start back up again. And so with Chief Chia's help, we've been able to figure out what steps we could take to make sure that it would be a safe experience for everyone. And we've just with rescheduling the movies, we had to do that with the place that we get our movies from too. We had to make sure that all of our I's were dotted and our T's were crossed and be able to do that properly and legally as well. Some of the movies are able to be shown on certain dates and not on other dates. So rescheduling that was a little bit of a trick too, but we got that done. And so, yeah, the organizing part, that's our job. That's what we're here to do, isn't it? So.
Well, I hope everyone appreciates the hard work that you went through to provide some of these programs too. There's also a plan for some kids programs later in the summer too. I know that those are still in the planning stages. Nothing is 100% finalized as of yet, but kind of talk about what's in the works right now.
Yes, after having to cancel so many of our summer camps, we are just thrilled to be able to offer a few of them. So we've got computer camps that we're taking registration for right now, and those will be obviously held indoors. Each child would have their own computer and, you know, be socially distanced and wear a mask, but they're going to be, it's for boys and girls ages 9 and up, where they can learn how to program video games or learn robotics with, apparently BattleBots is a big thing these days, and also is Roblox. We've got a Roblox camp as well, and so registration's open for that. Those camps actually start up the first week in, full week in July. So registration is going on that and ends this Friday. So we're real hopeful we'll be able to offer those. We're also offering tennis lessons for kids ages 6 through 14. And those are going to be meeting in July from the 6th through the 15th in the evenings out at the high school tennis courts. And so we had to cancel that first session, but the second session is on, so we encourage people to sign up for those. We've got art camps for everybody age preschool all the way up through age 10. Those will be held at Moats Park in August, and so people can sign up for that. And then also we are going to go ahead with flag football leagues, try to get those started up, practices starting the week of August 10th and games starting the week of August 24th. So yeah, we've got, it's just exciting to have, after having to cancel all of those different camps and activities and swim lessons, it's just so much fun to be able to register people for things.
Once again, that was Kathy Kester with Indianola Parks and Rec. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.